A Journey into the Unknown. Book 15, Secrets of the Unknown. Chapter 14. At the beginning of this creation cycle, everything that had started in the previous creation cycle and had been frozen during the hibernation was reanimated. No beat was skipped. No detail was overlooked. Everything that had already started simply continued where it left off. If something had not started yet, and this creation cycle was its time to, then it was held in idea form until creation could birth it and nurture it to fruition. Now is a good time to introduce the topic of free will, which has always been an important part of creation. God decided long ago that everything, every single thing, would have freedom of choice and would be able to decide with God or creation, or to decide of its own volition. This explains many unexplainable things in your world. Why did one seed germinate and bloom, and another one was barren? Why was one puppy born stillborn? Why did the car crash victim with fewer injuries die, and the one with the more severe internal injuries live on, only to be connected to machines for the rest of her life? Why did carbon monoxide poisoning kill everyone in the family, except the oldest member? It's hard to be simplistic in a complicated world, but freedom of choice is always at play. Creations can choose the path of least resistance and little to no suffering, or the path of suffering, and this choice is always laid out. It's laid out to a human, and it's laid out to a blade of grass. How can this be, you may ask? Their answer is that humans each have an individual soul and belong to a soul group or collective, while plant and animal species only have group souls, until they too individualize, differentiate, and develop an individual soul.